Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Huh?
Frigidaire presents the new Lum and Abner Show. Tonight, Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, brings you a brand new kind of visit with those old characters down in Pine Ridge, featuring Clarence Hartzell as Ben Withers, music of Felix Mills, and starring your old favorites, Lum and Abner. America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire.
Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's
number one refrigerator. And now, as we look in on the little community of Pine Ridge, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot 'em Down store. Abner is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Oh, I just know Lum would enjoy that something wonderful, Miss Abernathy. Just hold the phone, I'll ask him. Lum?
No.
Well, wait till I tell you what I'm supposed to.
If it's got anything to do with the widow Abernathy, the answer is no.
Well, she's just inviting you to supper, Lum. You could eat with your eyes shut.
I can't stand that woman. Can't stand them youngins of hers, neither. Every time I'm over there, I have to hold Pinky on my lap.
What's the matter with that?
Pinky's bigger than I am.
Well, what do you want me to tell her?
Tell her I ain't here. Tell her I've gone to Africa.
Hello, Miss Abernathy. Lum says he ain't here.
Tell her I fell off the porch and broke my leg. Tell her anything.
He broke his leg.
In two places.
Fell off the porch in two places.
Hang up, you idiot.
Hang up, you idiot. How's that, Miss Abernathy? Oh, yes, I will tell him. Yes, goodbye.
What'd she say?
Well, she said if you're that bad off, you won't be able to fix your own supper, so she's going to bring it over to you.
Bring it over to me? Why, you little varmint, I ought to whop you right on top of the head.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Lum, it was your own idea.
Well, you ought to have more sense than to listen to me. A bull, that stupid, idiotic, half-witted stunts I ever heard of, that's the worst. Well, don't just stand there. Say something.
Careful, hazelnut.
No, I don't. Now, listen, you was the one that got me into this, so I'm just going to let you be the one to get me out of it.
Oh, Lum, I don't want to hog everything.
Well, come on, there ain't but one thing to do. I've got to be in bed with a broke leg when the widder gets there, so I want you to get a couple of stout boards.
And break your leg?
No.
That's dumb.
Use them for splints and bandage it up. Hurry up now, or there'll be a double fracture around this joint. Look, Miss Abernathy, I can feed myself. I ain't that sick.
Oh, yes, you will, Lumsy Pie. I can tell by the look on your face that you're suffering.
You said it.
Come on now, one more sip of this nice potato soup.
Oh, all right.
There. Well, I have to be going now, but I'll bring you all your meals tomorrow. And every day for the next 3 months.
3 months?
Might even take longer for the bones to knit at your age. I recollect that time when I sat on the late Mr. Abernathy's lap and broke both his ankles. He was laid up for over 6 Slum, ain't that a kind of peculiar way to bandage a broke leg?
What's wrong with it?
Well, that's the first one I ever seen with the pants leg inside the bandage.
Oh, well, this was sort of an inside job.
Well, who did that? A bone specialist?
No, a bonehead. Wait a minute. Did I hear somebody come in the front door?
Oh, there you are, Mom. I just heard about your accident. Well, good evening, Mrs. Abernathy.
Good evening, Squire.
I just heard about your leg, Lum, so I made a claim out against your accident policy.
Oh, no. No.
And I'll sign right here, and I'll shoot it right into the company.
But, Squire, it ain't the company's fault I'm so clumsy.
Don't argue, Lum. Sign here.
What in the world did you ever sign the claim for?
Well, what else could I do? The widow Abernathy was right there, and I couldn't let her know my leg weren't broke.
Yeah, but now you're guilty of defrauding an insurance company.
Will you stop saying that? You know, I got enough trouble with the widow Abernathy feeding me potato soup 3 times a day and half the town dropping by to sympathize with me and bringing me presents. I feel like a hypocrite.
How many years in a penitentiary do you get for frauding?
Abner, will you get out of here?
Well, don't you want me to bandage up your leg again before I go?
No, not just yet. Feels too good having that junk off for a while. I'm sure some fine splints you put on there.
Well, what's wrong with them? I just cut some branches off from that oak tree you got out there.
Yeah, but you could have cut the acorns off first. I got holes in my leg this... Oh, my goodness, there's Ben Withers crossing the road.
Ben Withers?
Hurry up and get the bandage back on.
Yeah, well, here, lay back down on the bed there.
You know, Abner, this just seems unhonest. Might not wish my leg was broke. Wouldn't be so conscious struck.
Well, Lum, if it'll make you feel any better, I'd be happy to break it for you.
Well, that's awful thought of you, but...
Just as a friendly gesture, you understand.
I wouldn't think of putting you to all that bother.
Why, it's no bother at all, as brittle as your bones are.
Well, that's awful sweet of you, but...
Let's see, now, what would be a good quick
Abner,
way...
Abner, would you hash up before I whop you one?
Mom, I'm just trying to help you.
Well, cut it out. It's too dangerous. And hurry up with that bandage.
It's all dead. You're set right now.
Hey, Granny, you can cause me more trouble than every... Oh, for pity's sakes. Now, look, you've wrapped up the wrong leg.
Are you in the bedroom,
Mom? It was too late to do anything about it now. Maybe he won't notice it. Yeah, come on back, Ben.
Hello, Mom. How's your fractured tibia today?
Don't tell me I got that, too.
Ben, all he done was break his leg.
Excellent. Mom, I don't like to be the kind of a person who goes around suggesting doctors to people because I'm sure you're perfectly satisfied with the care you're getting. But...
Yeah, well, look, Ben...
I know the finest bone man in the country, Osbert Van Shreve. You've heard of him, haven't you, Abner?
I don't believe I have, no.
Mount Ida resident, popular club man, and retired air raid warden.
I thought he was a doctor.
Well, now, there's where you're wrong, Abner. Osbert Van Shreve never spent one single day in any medical school, and yet, he has no doctor's certificate.
Ah,
fine. Osbert Van Shreve got his idea for mending broken bones while he was still in the Acetylene torch welding game.
Ben, as far as I'm concerned, you can stop right there. I know I don't want my leg welded.
Now, I know that Osbert would be glad to run over here to Pine Ridge and work on you free of charge.
Well, that's nice of him,
but... It would
be
good experience for Osbert. And goodness knows he needs it.
Yeah, well, maybe the next time I break a bone, I'll give him and his blowtorch a call.
Now, Mom, before you rush into this, I want you to be satisfied in your own mind that he's your man. So I suggest that you call and talk directly to Mrs. Zinkafoos.
Mrs. Zinkafoos?
She's his other patient.
Oh.
She's been under his care ever since 1932, when she met with a slight accident at the annual egg roll on the Zinkafoos lawn in Mount Ida.
Well, what happened?
Yes. I recall this egg roll particularly well. The two Zinkafoos boys, Herbert and Kenneth, dressed cutely in their sailor suits, which they wore in the First World War, started off the traditional ceremony. Kenneth rolled the egg to Herbert, and then Herbert rolled the egg back to Kenneth.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like fun.
Then old man Zinkelfuss joined the festivity. He caught up the egg and rolled it once to Herbert and once to Kenneth.
What'd they do, just have one egg?
Right. Then Mother Zinkelfuss gaily rushed out on the lawn to catch up the egg. But she stepped on a croquet ball and broke her hip and had to be counted out of the fun.
Oh, that is a shame.
The nice part of it is the Zinkelfusses put on the same traditional ceremony every year.
Every year? That must be hard on Miss Zinkelfuss.
So it was in 1932 that Osbert seized this opportunity of demonstrating his bone-mending technique on Mrs. Zinkelfuss.
Did it work?
My stars, man, this is only 1948. What do you expect, Mary? See you later.
Miracles. Grannies, that's what it'd take to get me out of the mess I'm in right now. Now, hurry up and get this bandage changed over to the other leg before somebody...
Hello, Lom? Can I come in?
Oh, my goodness, it's Squire. Help me get shut of him before he notices this leg. Yeah, come in, Squire.
Well, I have good news for you, Lom. I just received notification that the company doctor will be here in a few days to check your leg.
Doctor? Uh-oh.
Well, just a routine matter, you know. It's silly, but... Once in a while, they run into somebody who tries to defraud the insurance company.
What fool would do a thing like that?
How many guesses do I get?
Well, I've got to get back. Oh, wait just a minute. Here, Lom, let me look at your leg there.
Uh-oh.
I could have sworn I wrote down left leg in your insurance claim.
Huh?
I'm certain it was the other leg.
All right, Squire, you got me. I'll confess, my leg ain't broke.
Ain't broke?
I just used that as an excuse to get out of taking supper with the Widow Abernathy.
Great balls of fire, Lom. This is the worst thing you ever done your whole life. Why, do you realize you can go to the penitentiary for this?
Ain't there some way I can get out of it, Squire? Couldn't we say I was healed overnight by a miracle or something?
No. Nobody'd ever believe that, Lom. Wait just a minute. Miracle? I might be getting an idea here. Lom, have you ever heard of Hindu bone healers?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I don't know where we'd ever get a hold of one of them.
Now, don't worry. I'll dig one up. In fact, it just so happens, Lom, that I do know one.
Yeah, but would that insurance doctor ever believe us?
Well, we put on a big public demonstration where everybody can see you get healed, and then we've got 400 or 500 witnesses, why he'll have to believe it.
Well, let's get him then.
Well, the only trouble is, Lom, his fee is a little high. How much cash have you got?
Oh, I've got around $500 in the bank.
Now, that is funny. His fee comes to exactly $500.
That's awful high, ain't it?
$25, $25.
But worth it. It's a deal.
Good. I tell you, Lom, I'll just step in the parlor and telephone this Hindu prince right now. Well, how do you do, Mrs. Abernathy?
Oh, how do you do, Squire?
Pardon me. I'll just close this door here. I love that money. Yes, I do. Going to stick somebody. Hello? Mamie? Why, I want you to connect me with the Bombay Chili Bowl in Kansas City, Missouri. Yes, I'll wait.
Oh, Squire, are you hungry? I'm taking Lum some potatoes, too.
No, thanks. I'm taking Lum for a few potatoes myself. excuse me, here's my party. This is a private conversation, if you don't mind. Hello? Muggsy? This is Squire Skimp. Yeah? Say, do you still have that costume you used to wear in that Hindu act in the Sneed and Reedy Carnival? Well, good. Pack it and come down to Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Yeah, I've got a little job here that'll pay you, $50. Oh, no, it's nothing that will affect your parole. Well, that'll be fine, Muggsy. I'll see you then. Goodbye. Gonna stick somebody in I know who. Along. That little knitting bee we were discussing's all set. And I finally talked him down to $500.
Hello? Hello? Anybody here?
Oh, yes, Mom.
Oh, how do you do? Say, I don't believe we've met.
Oh, sure we did. We just said hello.
I mean, I don't believe I know your name.
It's Cedric.
Cedric, glad to know you. My name's Niles. You're Wendell Niles. I'm with Frigidaire.
I'm Cedric Weehunt. I'm alone.
Where is everybody? Where's Mr. Edwards and Miss Peabody?
Oh, Mr. Lums broke his leg.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. I'll have to go over and see him. Are you minding the store for them?
Yes, Mom.
Well, I'm sure you won't have any trouble. Certainly won't have any trouble with Frigidaire.
Well, I don't know about that. Mr. Lum says Frigidaire's walked right out of the store.
Well, that's about right. More Frigidaires are being bought today than ever before because everyone knows Frigidaire is America's number one refrigerator. It just stands to reason that with more Frigidaires in use than any other make, there's more talk about them. And do you know what people are saying?
You mean about Mr. Lum being so clumsy?
No, I mean about what people are saying is that new Frigidaire is the most convenient, easy-to-use beauty they ever saw. And what's more, they say a Frigidaire refrigerator is one of the best money savers in town. Do you know the meter miser?
No, Mom, but I know Squash Kemp.
Well, only Frigidaire has the meter miser, the simplest cold maker ever built. It's so powerful, it can keep even the biggest Frigidaire refrigerators filled with cold, even in the hottest weather. Yet, it's so simple that it cuts current costs to bone. Just remember the meter miser when anybody mentions refrigerators, because the first thing a refrigerator must do is make all the cold you need when you want it. Yes, sir, it's good to remember only Frigidaire has the meter miser. Now, young man, is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, Mom.
So what is it?
Just let go of my coat. I'm already on your side.
Now, listen, Muggsy. Now, when we get inside Alum's house here, for goodness sakes, try and remember that you are a Hindu prince.
But, Squire, I don't know nothing about princing. And besides, I promised my parole board...
But, Muggsy, just leave everything to me. And throw away that racing form. And don't pick any pockets tonight.
Okay, okay.
Until after the performance, anyway.
Oh, howdy, Squire. Come on in.
Yes, thank you, Lum. Lum, you shouldn't be walking around on that broken leg of yours.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting. I guess we ain't got no secrets from one another.
No, you're right about that. Lum, I want you to meet his Hindu Highness, the Naha Nawab of Lower Shishkebab. Prince Bulabez Olakard.
Your Royal Majesty, I'm overcame to meet your friendship.
Likewise.
Yeah, watch it. Prince doesn't speak our language very well. You'll have to excuse his peculiar expression.
He does have a sort of peculiar expression, don't he?
Now, Lum, when we get over to the schoolhouse tonight for this public demonstration, I won't
say, Squire, can the prince understand English at all?
Very little, Lum. There's times when I don't think he understands anything.
Well, I wouldn't want to say this to his face, but he looks like a bum.
Lum, the prince is traveling incognito.
In what?
Cognito.
New or secondhand?
Well, new, naturally, Lum. Now, Lum, we better get on over to the schoolhouse here.
Well, wait, Squire. I've never met a genuine Hindu before. I'd like to talk to him and find out a few things.
Yes, that's what I'm afraid of. Come on now, Lum.
Well, Squire, I wish you'd ask him in Hindu if he can lay on a board full of nails like I saw him doing pictures.
Oh, yes, certainly he can do all that. Now, let's go. Come on.
Well, I'm sure glad he can, because me and Abner pounded a bunch of spikes into a board for him to sleep on tonight.
Right, boy. Chacha, Adula.
Lum, he says he's deeply honored. Come on now, we got to get started. We'll let the prince change into his costume here, and he can come over later.
Does he know where the schoolhouse is at?
Well, we'll send Abner over to get him. All Roger, Boudreau, Bearden, Feller, Satchel, Page, all them old friends. Likewise.
Phew. I ain't had this costume on since I was going to Altoona. I wonder where they keep the silverware in this joint. Uh-oh. That must be that Abner character. Come in.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to catch you in your kimono.
Both of you all right, Doc?
I'm Dr. Hendon of the Midwest Accident Insurance Company, and I'm here to see Mr. Edwards. Is he in bed?
No, he's out tonight. I'm going to see him in a minute, though. I'll tell him you're here.
Well, thank you. I'll wait.
Oh, if a little square named Abner comes in, tell him I went on ahead.
Must be going to a masquerade party. I wish I were 30 years younger. Come in.
Well, howdy-do, Mr. Hindu.
Hendon.
Oh, well, however you pronounce it, I ain't much on them foreign words. speak them English?
Why, certainly I speak them English. I speak English.
Yeah. Well, Lum Edwards is wrong about you, then. He's wrong about your looks, too. He said you look like a bum.
A bum?
Yeah. I don't think you do, though. Much. You sure look a lot different, I expected, though, after what Squire Skimp told us about you.
And just what did Mr. Skimp say?
Well, he said you generally worked in a green and yellow suit with a towel wrapped around your head, barefooted.
He said that?
Yeah. Say, Mr. Hindu, or just twixt me and you, all this healing stuff that you do, that's just a fake, ain't it?
I beg your pardon. I've been practicing for over 30 years.
Well, just can't catch on to it, huh?
What's that?
Of course, it won't matter tonight whether you can do it or not, because Lom's leg ain't actual broke.
Well, I don't know. Isn't broken.
Why, of course not. Didn't Squire Skimp tell you that? See, they're just doing this to fool the insurance company.
Aha! So that's it.
Yeah. See, this company is sending out some old doctor to examine Lum's leg. And when the old fuddy-duddy gets here, well, they'll tell him it's all been healed up by this Hindu junk that you're going to do.
That I'm going... Wait a minute. Just who do you think I am, anyway?
Why, no, you're the Hindu bone healer that Squire sent for. And Squire Lum's already over at the schoolhouse waiting for you to get there and put on the big public demonstration.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm beginning to catch on.
Well, it's about time. Just a good thing that I told you all of this.
Yes, it is a very good thing.
Yeah. Well, come on, let's go.
Just a moment. Exactly what makes our friends over at the schoolhouse, those two, shall we say, connivers?
Yes, let's.
Exactly what makes them think the doctor will believe this healing hocus pocus.
Ha! Squire says he's so dumb he couldn't see through nothing.
Mr. Skimp said that, eh?
Yeah. Well, come on, let's get over to the demonstrate.
Yes, let's.
This is going to be interesting.
You have no idea just how interesting it's going to be.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you have seen the prince perform several amazing feats here tonight, such as hypnotizing me a while ago. Now he will demonstrate his rare powers of healing. But in order to do this, I'll need the assistance of someone in the audience. Will someone please step up here on the platform? Just anyone with a broken bone.
I have a broke leg in the front row.
Who said that? Oh, yes, Mr. Lum Edwards. Well, come right up here, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, ladies and gentlemen... Lom, you're forgetting your crutch here. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, the prince is ready to attempt to mend Mr. Edward's leg. And I will try to interpret what the prince says in his native tongue. All right, prince, proceed.
Chickery chick chalar chalar.
He's asking Mr. Edwards to raise the fractured limb. No, Lum, the other one.
Chickalar rome in a bananaka.
This is part of the ancient Hindu chant.
Balaka walaka, can't you see? Chickery chick is me.
The prince says it's a success. Lum, throw away those crutches. Now I'll show them how you can walk on that leg.
Grannies, I can't.
Hey, Lum, watch out where you're walking. How are you going to fall? Hey, look out, Lum, watch out. Hurt, Lum? Are you hurt, Lum?
Oh.
Well, speak to me, Lum.
What happened?
Hurt, Lum?
Come out in here, Mr. Hindu. Follow me. This is where the demon... For the land's sake, Lum, what are you doing on the floor?
Oh.
Hi, Dogis, I believe he's hurt.
Well, he is. Stand back, you people. Let me examine him.
Oh, my stars, Dr. Hendon. I'm getting out of here.
Likewise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is Mr. Edwards, isn't it?
Yes, sir, that's him.
Oh,
Mr. Edwards, I'm the insurance doctor who was sent here to examine you for a broken leg.
Uh-oh. Well, doctor, I can explain that.
And that's exactly what you've got, a broken leg.
Lum and Abner will be back in just a moment.
But first, here's an important question. Would you like an automatic washer that gets clothes so clean they sparkle, leaves them so dry and light that they're a joy to handle? Then visit your Frigidaire dealer and see the wonderful Frigidaire automatic washer with live water action and rapid dry spin. It's fully automatic. All you do is put in clothes and soap, touch a dial, and that's all.
Yes, sir, that's a shame, Lom, about your leg.
No, it ain't so bad. I got out of that mess with the insurance company. It's the luckiest break I ever had. Ain't nothing to worry about now.
Yoo-hoo! Dumpty pie! Dumpty time!
The new Lum and Abner Show is brought to you each week by Frigidaire Division of General Motors, manufacturers of a complete line of home appliances, air conditioners, and refrigeration equipment for American business. The script is written by Roz Rogers and Betty Boyle. The music by Felix Mills and his orchestra. So until next Sunday night, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles saying good night for Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.